Prologue. Sunset, sunrise. In retrospect, it would seem an odd way to start a war. Only one of the participants knew what was really happening, and even that was a coincidence. The property settlement had been moved up on the calendar due to a death in the attorney's family, and so the attorney was scheduled for a red-eye flight 2 hours from now to Hawaii. It was Mr. Yamada's first property closing on American soil, though he owned many properties in the continental United States. The actual title transfer had always been handled by other attorneys, invariably American citizens who had done precisely what they'd been paid to do, generally with oversight by one of Mr. Yamada's employees. But not this time. There were several reasons for it. One was that the purchase was personal and not corporate. Another was that it was close, only 2 hours by private jet from his home. Mr. Yamada had told the settlement attorney that the property would be used for a weekend getaway house. With the astronomical price of real estate in Tokyo, he could buy several hundred acres for the price of a modestly large penthouse apartment in his city of residence. The view from the house he planned to build on the promontory would be breathtaking. A vista of the blue Pacific, other islands of the Marianas Archipelago in the distance, air as clean as any on the face of the earth. For all those reasons, Mr. Yamada had offered a princely fee, and done so with a charming smile. And for one reason more. The various documents slid clockwise around the circular table, stopping at each chair so that signatures could be affixed at the proper place, marked with yellow post-it notes. And then it was time for Mr. Yamada to reach into his coat pocket and withdraw an envelope. He took out the check and handed it to the attorney. "Thank you, sir," the lawyer said in a respectful voice, as Americans always did when money was on the table. It was remarkable how money made them do anything. Until 3 years before, the purchase of land here by a Japanese citizen would have been illegal, but the right lawyer and the right case and the right amount of money had fixed that, too. "The title transfer will be recorded this afternoon." Yamada looked at the seller with a polite smile and a nod, then he rose and left the building. A car was waiting outside. Yamada got in the front passenger seat and motioned peremptorily for the driver to head off. The settlement was complete, and with it the need for charm. Like most Pacific islands, Saipan is of volcanic origin. Immediately to the east is the Marianas Trench, a chasm fully 7 miles deep where one geological plate dives under another. The result is a collection of towering cone-shaped mountains, of which the islands themselves are merely the tips. The Toyota Land Cruiser followed a moderately smooth road north, winding around Mount Achucao and the Mariana Country Club toward Marpi Point. There it stopped. Yamada alighted from the vehicle, his gaze resting on some farm structures that would soon be erased. But instead of walking to the building site for his new house, he headed toward the rocky edge of the cliff. Though a man in his early 60s, his stride was strong and purposeful as he moved across the uneven field. If it had been a farm, then it had been a poor one, he saw, inhospitable to life, as this place had been more than once, and from more than one cause. His face was impassive as he reached the edge of what the locals called Banzai Cliff. An onshore wind was blowing, and he could see and hear the waves marching in their endless ranks to smash against the rocks at the base of the cliff, the same rocks that had smashed the bodies of his parents and siblings after they and so many others had jumped off to evade capture by the advancing U.S. Marines. The sight had horrified the Marines, but Mr. Yamada would never appreciate or acknowledge that. The businessman clapped his hands once and bowed his head, both to call the attention of the lingering spirits to his presence and to show proper obeisance to their influence over his destiny. It was fitting, he thought, that his purchase of this parcel of land now meant that 50%